Hello. This is just a very quick note to say that this show is available on YouTube. There's a full 4K video recording of this show. It looks incredible. The Accidental Theatre did a fantastic, fantastic job recording it and streaming it. You can listen to it here, but I would highly recommend watching it in all its glory on YouTube. If you just type in Back to Dumbracken live show, it'll come up. Or you can look in the show notes and there'll be a link to it there. Thank you very much and enjoy.
Please give it up for the 100 people who were on in the first half, please. And are you ready for something a little bit different?
Yeah.
We are going to do a fully improvised musical right now. And for that, we have two fantastic musicians. We have Eddie Goodwin on the piano.
Yeah.
We have Luke Bannon on the violin. Everything they do will be made up on the spot. Everything we do will be made up on the spot. But we also need a cast. So can you please welcome to the stage the cast of Dumbracken, the Improvised Musical! And all we need from you is the name of a musical you'd like to see set in Dumbracken.
In the Heights.
The name of a musical that has never happened.
Mamma Mia!
Halloween 5.
Softly! Mayor's Jamboree. The Mayor's Jamboree.
Mayor's Jamboree, that's good. That's...
I never played
Coco
my
kills again.
I do like the Mayor's Jamboree. Yeah, we did an episode on his birthday. I don't know what the jamboree will be, but that's very exciting. So the Mayor's Jamboree. We were going to ask for an event as well, but I think we've all in one. So this is the Mayor's Jamboree. Thank you.
We are setting of the day, in. What if he cannot stand our work?
What if he shouts at us? What if he screams at us and bans us from the town? God damn it!
But he liked the jam.
Yeah.
Yes. For the jamboree.
Yes.
Of course, so long as something good happens to me.
That's why we're
setting up the day.
We're gonna have a job? Do you think we're gonna be fine?
Once he tastes it. I'm sure everything will be fine for me. If not better. It's my special jam.
And if you have a job, I have a job. I know, but...
You make the best forks.
Thank you.
Tasting forks.
Thank you. Was that an insult?
An insult? No,
yeah.
No. You need tasting forks if you're going to taste special jam. If you're going to taste, I was going to say any jam, but I don't know. It's better for the finer things.
I know. I'm just worried that this batch won't be good enough for him. You know, he has such strong opinions on jam and other things, but one of them up there is jam.
Well, look, we've gotten through. What? 300 tasting forks now, and the last three didn't have metal afterwards. They didn't leave it in your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't break away like the other ones. And, you know, my iron in my body, yeah, it's shot up, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking on the task of eating it every time, but, you know, I'm willing to do that too sometimes, but I get that you're the boss and it's your decisions.
Yeah. Oh. If it's what the mayor is going to experience, I wouldn't just spit out metal. I would swallow it just to know exactly how it feels. And
yeah, I would die for him.
No, Harold.
You know that, right? I would die for him.
I know.
I saw his visage once in the puddle, and then I stepped and lost a visage. I lost him for a moment. I lost my soul. I missed my chance to be whole. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have him as mayor.
As mayor.
I don't know what I would do if I didn't have him as mayor.
As mayor. Yeah. Some calming jam. The mayor, he was there when I first tasted jam. It was a special experience. I was 5, but right then I became a man. Every time I taste and think of jam, I think of the mayor.
I don't know what I would do if I didn't see him every day. I don't know what I would do if he went away.
What kind of man would I be now if I hadn't seen him that day? I don't want to know, because that is something I would have wanted to say that happened to me.
So this gem must be perfect. The force must be good enough to not burn in the jam.
This will be the best.
say it all.
Once he tastes the jam,
he'll know there were two men in that room. I don't know what he'll do after he has it. All I know, this was meant to be for.
I don't know what to do with.
I don't know what to do with. I don't know what to do with. He wasn't there. I don't know what to do with. I don't know what to do with. I don't know what to do with. He wasn't there. I don't know what to do with. I don't know what to do with. I don't know what to do with. He wasn't there.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Well, shit.
Well, double shit.
This town ain't never seen the likes of us.
You been visiting the jam?
That look like jelly.
Hey! Put it on that.
So where are they signing up entertainment for this jamboree?
Hey, excuse me! Yo, island folk!
Yes.
Hey, me and my good buddy here,
we're here to sign up.
Ooh.
We are jamboree exhibitionists.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we play everything. We play state fairs, quinceañeras,
bar mitzvahs,
bachelor parties, bachelorette parties,
girl bachelor parties.
Yes. We do it all.
Oh, we do Christmas.
Yeah, one time we did it on Christmas.
You ever do Christmas over here?
That was a lot of information to take in 5 seconds, but yeah! Yeah, all of those things! God, we love Christmas in Dunbracken.
Your mayor like guys who wrestle?
He does have a lot of meetings with a lot of angry men, so I'm gonna say yeah!
Well, imagine your mayor.
You're riding down a dust road. Climbing a mountain high.
When you get to that top of that mountain, you see two more mountains that make you want to cry.
Going down a rock pit floor. Climbing to a tall tree.
Then you see two more tall trees. That's him and me.
Maybe we haven't shown you enough yet.
I'm so glad this was a solo show just for me.
Okay.
Oh, it's an audition.
I've been looking for two men who are as tall as a tree.
Hey, put there, buddy.
This town of Dunbracken has been lacking muscular men.
We're great at dropping the name.
Happens a lot to us.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes if we just show you what we do, you'll spread the word around town and it'll catch on like hotcakes.
That's small town.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But real quick, we'll pick it up a pace because what we do is really cool shit.
Yeah, yeah. Mix it up, DJ.
You want me to go first?
You know what? I'm gonna go first.
Right, Roach.
Me goes.
real fast inside of a giant orb. I jumped down into the mud pit where the gators have to find my arms. You see, what the hell, after a while, as I pull off the jaws of a fucking crocodile. That's the kind of shit that we do. And then we get information and we dance how we do. We go.
Oh, I'm gonna tell everybody!
Yeah.
I don't see many people because not many people are that interested in my balloon shop. But there's a big occasion coming up, so maybe I'll get a few more visitors. Anyway, yes, I'll marry you if you're asking.
Oh my god, this is the best mayor jamboree. God, you booked such a good. Oh my god, so. Sharif, thank you. I feel so celebrated. Oh, the Rustlin brothers? The Rustlin brothers are gonna be at my mayor jamboree?
Mr. Mayor, you are so welcome.
Whoa! Oh! Oh!
That's absolutely no problem.
Sorry, I was just passing through more jam I'd been eating earlier.
Oh yeah, me too.
Oh god. Oh.
Anyway, so. I got you these wrestling guys, and they've been requesting some crocodiles, and I know that you have...
All the money. They can have all the money. Everything.
It's just that they have been looking for some crocodiles, and I know that you have your own personal collection, you know, under the trap door for the bad people.
For my awe times. Yeah.
One more time. What did for you?
My times when I go down to the crocodiles and I go, oh.
Yeah. So it's just obviously that the town doesn't know about the crocodiles, but these.
No, the town doesn't know about the crocodiles.
But these very handsome gentlemen. Who dance in squares, we're hoping that maybe you'd bring the crocodiles out.
No, I couldn't possibly bring the crocodiles out. The town would know it.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, I know I haven't booked an appointment.
Well, here he is.
I just wanted to say I don't approve of how much money is being spent on this jamboree.
Mr. Mayor, there's someone in the office!
Figaro!
I'm so sorry, Mayor Hunters. I'm so sorry. He snuck to the master.
You let Dunder Akintyre's chief journalist into my mirror office wearing my awe time.
I didn't let him. He snuck it. I'm telling you, he snuck it.
I walked right past him. What kind of people do you employ, Mr. Mayor?
The really good ones.
Yeah.
Figaro is not good.
Figaro, somebody's in front.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Man, was it the same guy? Was it just two that looked alike?
It was just me. Figaro, do you want a nap? I know you've been overworked by the mayor.
No, I'm not. There's two people doing my job.
Doesn't mean you're not overworked, Figaro.
We spend our money very well. I have two people doing one job. I have crocodiles. Everything's under order.
Crocodiles? Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you could put the money into better places. I mean, this is just rickety. Rickety boards in here.
Shoddy. It's shoddy stuff, all right. Yeah.
I've got to go back to the desk and make sure no one else got in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clement, I'm coming!
I would hate if anybody else was to come in here during my off time.
Okay, I'll try and stop them, but if they smoke, I can't do nothing.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Clement, I'm coming again!
Jimmy, you're ruining my jamboree.
You're ruining the town by having this jamboree. You're spending too much money on it. The books that the kids read from, they're from the 18th century.
But the jam is so good.
Excuse me. Hello. The door is actually open. I'm just a friend.
Figaro! Figaro!
Are you the man?
No, yeah, I am.
Lovely to meet you. I'm Jimmy's cousin. Right. So, I just had a question, right? Because I just came to look at your local suits, right? And as this man said, right? This man said the jam is lovely. So the jamboree, right? Now, we all know a jamboree doesn't have to have jam. But what I'm asking, originally, did the jamboree start with jam? Or are you just doing a clever play on words? That's what I'm asking.
My all time has been ruined.
You can't ask him questions like that.
Why not? Seriously, why not? I'm just asking.
Because my our time is the time I pass all of the food that I eat today.
Look, your jam. Sorry.
And if it doesn't happen, it stays in there.
Oh, jeez. Figaro!
I'm tired.
I think your mate needs a hand.
You don't have to do it for now.
You do. Probably.
I'll do anything.
I think everything's gotten out of control, guys. I need time with the gators.
Looking forward to the show later, mister.
Do they not know that I need a kind of a flow to help myself go? And that word goes, oh. Hey, Jimmy, darling. Where's Gatory Row? It's hard to be a mayor with so many things that I bought. Using all the money the people in the town got through hard work. Yes, yes, I bought two crocodiles. Yes, I funded a jamboree that I thought was worthwhile. And I've been found out. And now, my secret is out.
Remember all of that fake, you know, sugar that the town bought because they couldn't afford it anymore. And the pectin and the other stuff I think they put in jam. That stuff was all bogus. The jam is awful.
They put all that stuff into the jam?
Instead of the real stuff because they were... The budget was fucked.
Fuck! Oh my God, we had so much stuff in there.
I know. Every one of these is tainted. Most of them are poison.
There's gotta be a way for us to be able to tell which ones are poison and which ones aren't poison.
Yeah, the ones that don't make you die.
Well, there's only one way to find that out, really, isn't there?
Okay, the final batch there, guys.
Yeah, great. It's gotta go real well.
Hey, you worked really hard on it.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe there doesn't have to be jam. I mean, I don't know if that was intentionally part of the name.
Oh, we could change it. Poison Brie.
Bermuda. Did I hear you say there doesn't need to be jam? At the Jamboree?
I don't know the rules, really. I'm new to town.
There doesn't need to be jam at the Jamboree, but me and the mayor, well, we have a very special relationship that involves jam, and I'm not entirely sure if he's aware of that, but I think whenever it does happen, when he tastes the special jam, and no one is allowed to taste the special jam before him, I think whenever he tastes it, he will be brought back to that moment.
Yeah, well, yeah, he'll be brought back to that moment, like... In the afterlife.
The Jamboree is opening in 5 minutes.
Oh, man! No.
I thought we had like 3 days.
let's start trying the jam.
What? Dude, no, do not eat the special jam.
That one's good. This one's good.
You vomit, you're okay. You die is bad. That one's okay.
The jam isn't that bad. Bermuda?
Poison inside every single pot. It's not the kind that'll kill you, but you'll be blowing out snot. Anything from your tummy will go out on the floor, and then it'll come out more and more. We've got orange and raspberry, and we've got a whole lot of poison berry, because we put everything inside.
Antonio Bermuda, I thought you could be trusted. I had a gut instinct about you. What was that? Just something you fed to me?
Yes, we fed that to you. We've actually never done this before. This is our
every pot's got a bit of poison inside. Something that could kill you, we just can't deny it. To make your eyes pop out of your skull until you bleed.
One more time.
A little bit of poison, a little bit of poison, poison pop.
If somebody hadn't cut corners with the prices of the pectin and the
they
sugar,
could, they could have been cutting the prices on us as well.
You're the guys that cut corners.
Oh boy, it's such a big day for me. I'm bringing my balloons outside to the Jamboree. I might sell some, and I'm hoping to make some friends and maybe for the very first time try some jam.
Hi!
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 Hi! Will you stop screaming, because that's going to get really sore for your ears.
Thank you! I noticed you have a balloon.
bought more than one balloon. I am selling this balloon.
Oh, I don't have much. I've got a...
Say, what's your name?
Corey?
Mine's Mabel.
Nice to meet you, Mabel. I've got some cashews.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to stop trading in cashews once I realized it was supposed to be cash. Because, I need money to live, and, you know, when I kept eating the cashews, I bowel issues, and anyway, so I have to take money, and I just bought the one balloon to sell.
At that very moment, Mabel's only balloon popped.
Free scraps! Free scraps!
Oh, God. Jeez, why does this sort of thing always happen to me?
I don't know. I mean, you're like the smartest person I've ever met.
Well, no one's ever said that to me before.
Well, I mean, you figured out the cash thing. That was a penny drop, but... Penny! Money!
Money! I could make a bet on you. I just met you, but you're a dream come true.
No one's ever said that. I could make a bet on you. Big old brain to do whatever we wanna do.
I could make a bet on you.
I could make a bet on you.
I could make a bet on you.
That's with money, right?
Yeah.
We're here in the greatest place in the world.
Tunnel of love. Come to your tunnels of love.
do you guys mind if I jump in with you?
I don't want to find a tunnel. I just worry that, what if it's true? What if he just bought us as a big finale to end us?
That's all we are? A big finale? As grand as that would be, it is disappointing.
I know you had dreams of the stage.
Oh, yes. I gave them up for the mayor.
Death roll.
They say that I am a hazard. A hazard I'm well trained. I have many hours on the stage.
Not the death roll, by the way.
I could have been a main, but all I do is seem to support the man. I want my time. I want to prowl about and direct with my snout. Death row.
I can't, I'm on my bike. I'm stuck here, I don't want to stop. Help.
This is actually very upsetting. Help.
Vex!
No.
Help.
No one can hear my cries.
I'm the one crying.
Well, for a vet, I want a vet for you, Brian.
I am on my side. It's a slight improvement. Death roll. Wouldn't it be snide if we decided to lose it? From the performance, I mean. Don't give him his grand finale, he won't kill us. Or if we don't do what he wants, will he kill us? Are you there?
I'm here, Brian. I'm here lamenting our fate. Look, we can't give in to the mayor's orders.
Yeah, Rhodey, I found him. He'll do right now.
Yes,
everybody's leaving if you don't do something quick. Oh. People are throwing up in the bushes.
Oh no, they're throwing up in the bush. Okay, well, we gotta do the Rustlin' Brothers now then. We gotta put a forward in the lineup. We gotta move the jam tasting set, the midnight jam, jamboree, jam tasting time, to now, which is 8 p.m. Okay. Celise!
Oh, yes, it's me, inconsequential employee.
But you're really good at your job.
I know.
We gotta get the Rustlin' Brothers out here real quick, otherwise everybody's gonna leave and puke in the forest.
There has been a lot of puking. Mr. Mayor, that's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah. We gotta get them back. We gotta get them unpuking. We gotta...
Mr. Mayor, they're all in the forest!
Figaro! What are you doing here?
We already know that, Figaro!
Oh, really?
You come in here with the most inconsequential news!
Yeah, I just told him to be here!
And the unpuker and the Rustlin' Brothers. All of those things.
All those things. So,
I think what we need to do is just have the big jam fest where they all jam out eating jam at 8 p.m. Well, midnight now, 8 p.m. We gotta do it now. And I think that'll be such a good jam that it'll make everybody unpuke themselves. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the door's open there. Hey, oh, we met earlier. Jay's cousin. I just had a question, right? So, yeah, everywhere I see crocodiles on the sign. Oh, yeah. I'm wondering, is they got the teeth in the mouth? So technically, they're the alligators. So, are they crocodiles or are they alligators? You tell me that.
Well, oh God, actually, to be honest, I don't take great care of them, so...
I'm sorry, did you attention. Really come in here just to ask that question?
It was just a question.
To be honest, I feel like that's this guy's MO at this point. He just kind of comes in, asks me questions that...
They're not random. They're
Principal! I'm the principal. That's how I entered the room. I am Principal Brian Purge, if you need a big finisher.
Figaro, there's another one in here.
Where was that guy from the last guy? From the double guy?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, I'm willing to put on a magic show with the kids. Where I, at the very end of it, I'll burn myself and I'll turn myself to ash. Poof, I'm gone forever.
There's nothing that would make a child smile that loud.
Easy, Principal. I got a gator right here. Slow down, Principal.
Oh, thank God.
I got this gator right here.
The rustling brother won.
Yeah. Where's my other brother?
Let me see if I can rustle up. Yeah. No, that's not here.
I just a
hey, what's that?
Can I be? I'm just
passing. Go away from me, Roy.
Where's Figaro for that one? Rest in peace. We need you. I believe the principal had a.
This is the gator. The principal's over here.
Yeah, I dare you!
We need you to do the best jam jamboree at now 8 p.m. to make everybody. It's classic. What? Like, it makes perfect sense in my brain.
Yeah, we're gonna kill your alligators in front of everybody. It'll be sick. Yeah, that's what this town needs, to watch some animals die. Rustling. Boom, boom.
But which are they? Are they alligators or are they crocodiles?
Well, you gotta look at their teeth.
You gotta look at their teeth, and you need to know whether you have to say in a while or see you later to them.
Well, we're gonna be seeing later to both of them, ain't we?
Hey, Betty, yeah! Hey. Well, then, I guess. Sleep, I don't know what to think about all this.
I'll go!
Mr. Mayor, yes, that sounds like a lot of crocodile murder to me.
Yeah, come on!
Oh, look, we kinda need that. Save the jamboree!
Damn right, yeah!
Mr. Mayor, is that wild? How you want to go down in history?
With the crocodile, maybe alligator, murdering jamboree. I think. Yes, murdering jamboree.
Every time,
yeah.
A murdering jamboree.
Murdering jamboree.
too many times.
Okay.
Every time we go to, you will see that you will live in infamy. And after a while, it might take its toll. But then, you and I will own his soul.
Maybe I could do it. Maybe I can get famous. But that would be so.
What'll it be? 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 What'll it be?
Wonderful crocodiles or alligators, I don't know. But the answer for me is no.
No!
Thank you to everyone who got involved. Thank you to everyone who... Oh, they're leaving. Everyone online, all the way in Flagstaff, all the way in other places. Everyone here, thank you very much. This podcast has been a delight to make. It will be continued to be made, but I am leaving the country soon. This has been like one big hurrah. And oh my God, they opened the doors. Oh. Thank you very much. I probably had a longer spiel to thank you. Yeah, I had a longer spiel to say, but I am so tired, so pints. Yeah. Thank you to everyone in the first half. We're all over here. Thank you to all of you. Thank you, mate.
For our first ever musical performance, we were very fortunate to have Eddie Goodwin playing the piano and Luke Bannon on the violin. We were also joined for the cast with Jared Donnelly, Declan King, Derek Miller, Amy Hughes and John Close. Thank you so much to them for taking part, and thank you for listening. Please share this with friends who you think might enjoy it, or go and listen to the podcast. Please rate and review it. It does a lot. Thank you very much.